everyone. It is April the 21st, 2024, and I have words of the Lord, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God, for all your blessings, all that you do and all that you are, for guiding our steps, directing our hearts, minds, and souls. I lift up my brothers and my sisters, the lost and the confused, Lord Jesus, that we would not lean on our own understanding. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father God, over their homes, their jobs, their coming and their going. I pray no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God, and I pray that this message goes out to every ear and heart that needs to hear it, that we would take every word right back to you for discernment and understanding. Guide our hearts, Lord, in your mighty precious name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. My pillows are everywhere. Awaken my slumber, child. Awaken my slumber, child, that they would know to call on me in the time of need, that they would properly seek me out. Time is no more, and many are ill prepared, not knowing that they are not prepared. Spiritually asleep, they are lost in the world, as I say, a rude awakening when they do awaken. Unprepared for all that is upon them, they will go to and fro seeking out help. They do not know me properly. They think they do, but they do not seek me properly. There is no urgency for my gospel. Too busy loving and living in this world, they do not know my world or my ways. Pray they awaken to my will. My own, who are awakened properly seeking, will teach them when they awaken and believe they will awaken. Many have been put to sleep by these dead churches, false pastors, and sheep clothing. Much to come for all to see. Pray they awaken on time. My ways are higher than their understanding. Tell them do not lean on their own understanding, believing the lies of the enemy. Once saved, always saved is a lie of the enemy, and many are using that as an excuse to justify their sins. A lie from the pit of hell. They do not know the words of my Bible. Nowhere in my book does it say sin is justified. On the contrary, I discipline over and over those who do not turn away and repent. Repent, my children, the kingdom of heaven truly is upon you. Believe in my sacrifice. It was with purpose, not so you would freely live in sin, but that you would freely live for me. Yeshua, the true Messiah, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, be set free, my children. I came born of a virgin and shed my blood for this world. Truly know my sacrifice and live for me. Know my truth. Know that I am the way, the truth, and everlasting life. My ways are higher. Who can know them? I am the head. You are my body. And all will come together, one accord, one heartbeat. The wheat separated and broken off from the chaff. Come, my loves, be set free. Walk the walk. Be who I created you to be for such a time as this. Be set free. Come, all ye faithful. I will set you free. I am that I am, the great I am. El Shaddai, the great I am. The beginning and the end, the one who was, who is, and will be forevermore, your Abba Father. And then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up to this word. I call my slumbered that they would be awakened to the times they live. The time is now. Awaken. And when I heard this, there was so many sirens, so many, like, tons of sirens, and this must have been about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there. Blow the trumpet, daughter of Zion, that the lost would be found and the slumbered would be awakened. And then I went back to sleep again, and then I woke up to this message. The wheat and the chaff has been separated and weighed. Tell the lost to give me their hearts. I will do the rest. My mercy is upon them. And they need to. Oh, sorry, I'm missing a word here. My mercy is upon them. All they need to do is pour out their hearts to me. Seek first the kingdom, my children. I will do the rest. Call on me now. Mercy no more for the rebellious. Mercy no more for the rebellious who chose their ways. Stiff necks, I gave you plenty of time. You have made your choice. You have made your bed. Now lie in it. I called and called. Who answered? To my own. Well done, my faithful. You have been faithful with little. I will bless you with much. Also know that where much is given, much is expected. Time to step up and be bold, strong, and courageous. The harvest is plentiful and the harvesters few. Pray for my harvesters. Well done, my good and faithful servants. Well done. My spirit and my glory will pour out the gifts from above. You are worthy of all I have to give. The labor and obedience was never in vain. I am a good father. Much to come, training, gifts, miracle, signs, and wonders. Well done, my good and faithful servants, for staying faithful and not giving up. Putting down this world and picking up mine, it was never in vain. Well done. I am yours and you are mine, my royal priesthood. You have earned your crowns of glory. Well done. Yeshua HaMashiach, the true Messiah, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. And that's the message for today. That was a good message. He's speaking to his faithful, the slumbered that will awaken, and the rebellious that are stiff-necked. So there's three groups here. Pray for discernment. Pray for understanding. Pray for everything so that you know where you stand with the Lord, where your heart is. He's in the last week, he's said a few times, check your heart posture. Take your heart to the Lord. And he says here, all you need to do is come to give, tell the lost. Oh, okay. So it's the slumbered, the lost, the rebellious, and the faithful. Four groups here. The lost, give their hearts to me. I will do the rest. The slumbered will be awakened. For whatever's going to happen, I think that's the church that went to sleep. These are Christians that are not walking the walk, faithfully taking up your cross every day, seeking him, praying, reading, worshiping, giving your all to the Lord, pulling yourself from the world into his world. Pray and seek his heart. Seek. Pray, read your word, come to him, because we can see the world. Even one of my sons he knows the Lord, but I would say he's not seeking like he's supposed to be. He even knows. We were talking yesterday and I was sharing something with him, and he knows time is short. And that's from somebody that's not seeking like all of us should be seeking. So I'm saying it's obvious out there. I know even unbelievers can see the world, what's happening right now. And we're told in the Bible to watch Israel. And if you see what's going on right now, you see what's happening. So we're in a time like never in our lives. And the time right now is to seek the Lord. He is our only way. He is the only truth. There's a lot of things out in the world right now and a lot of people speaking, but if you're not getting confirmation from the Lord, you need to be taking everything, these messages here, everything you put into your ears needs to be verified from the Lord. What's true, what's not true. Take everything to him, but seek him with all of your heart. God bless you guys. Have a good night and see you tomorrow.